and welcome to the latest edition of the 16 Undeniable Laws of Communication for Coaches. So we are on week number 10, I believe. I think I may be actually 1 week behind. So if that is the case, I'm going to try to catch up this next week. Thank you for your patience with me. We had an intense state of healing in our home this weekend. With influenza A, bronchitis, and the stomach flu. And thankfully, it was just one virus per person. We didn't all get them at the same time. So I'm all recovered now, back to business. Wanted to get you this lesson. It might be a little bit of a shorter lesson today than we normally have, but I do have a couple resources for you. So one of them is on belief and purpose. And then the other one is a list of questions for reflection. So I want to give you a good ample time. I know usually we set aside 20 to 30 minutes for these lessons. I wanted to give you some time to really do your reflection today because that's really what I'm talking about and kind of the heart of the matter. So John Maxwell talks about the law of conviction. Now, when he's talking about it in his book, he's really focusing on being a speaker, being an influencer. So, you know, believing what you speak. And so let's talk about how it applies to your coaching. So the tagline is the stronger you believe it, the more people feel it. So we're really talking kind of about the going deep into your subconscious today. So it's less about skill developing and it's less about how to work with another person and more about what's inside you, because that's going to come out one way or the other. So when we talk about belief, we can also talk about your values, your convictions, your passion, right? People feel that part of you. That's an energetic part of you. Think about this. If you have a cause that is near and dear to your heart. I've been for the last several years, every once in a while, doing a virtual 5K run. I don't really run it anymore. I walk it. But the point of these is that I send in money for various different charities that I really love and support. And I go do the activity, report my time, and they send me a medal. Okay. I make sure that the charities I'm working with, I'm not actually paying for the medal, but the money is going to them. So if you have a charity that you feel, you know, is a great cause, people are going to feel that, especially when you talk about it. If you have a mission, right, that you feel like this is what you're about. My daughter, Hannah, she just won a national award for using mushrooms for sustainability. And so she chose a college program at Michigan State University that is really focused on sustainability practices because that's near and dear to her heart. So when she starts talking about that, you can feel that passion come out. Well, about as much as you can feel her passion for anything, but I can notice it as her mother. But when I talk about coaching or the Coaching Academy, or even this, as we're in our Conscious Coaches community, anything having to do with coaching and going deeper into the coaching practice, I'm guessing that you can feel my passion for that, right? I feel it, you feel it, we all feel it. So when I get up on stage or I'm in front of a classroom or I'm on Zoom and I'm talking about coaching, I love it, right? Which, if I feel it, you feel it, we all feel it, you're going to be more inclined to not only listen to me, but you might actually catch that passion too. So when we talk about this idea of conviction, right, belief, I've got a couple questions for you. Do you believe in you? So in particular, do you believe in your coaching skills? Interestingly, last night we had our monthly Conscious Coaches Community Zoom, and we did something that I've never done before that I think I'm going to do more often, where we had a coach and a coachee, you know, demo for us, and we all gave feedback. So I got to give feedback. So it wasn't me doing the demo. I loved it. And you could really tell that there were some people who felt confident in their coaching skill and others who definitely didn't. And so, do you believe in your coaching skills? If not, what could you do? Do you believe in the coaching process? So, you know, I talk to a lot of coaches all the time, and of course, everybody wants to tell me what their model is and how much better their model is. And, you know, I, of course, tell them what the research says. It doesn't matter what model you use, just that you use one and you use it consistently. To which, of course, they continue to argue with me, and I say, yes, you're right, your model is best. But the coaching process. So do you believe that that works? Do you believe it works all the time? Okay, because your belief is going to come out. And if you believe that it works with one person and not another, that's going to come out as well. Do you believe that you can make a difference? That what you're doing is literally making a difference? And this one's a hard one, especially if you're working with a person or a group of people and you're not seeing quick results. You know, we did a teaching not too long ago on efficiency and effectiveness. How do you measure whether you're being efficient and effective, right? And so sometimes you have to spend a little bit more time with somebody to have a huge result, as opposed to spending a little bit of time to get a little result. And so, do you believe you can make a difference, even when you're not seeing the result yet? All right, now let's get down into it. Do you believe in your coachee? So, run through your whole list of your coaching clients, right? Now, I did have to today actually release a coaching client. I've been trying to work with her for about 6 months. It's been torture for both of us. She is not at the right awareness level, has no interest in coaching. Her employer was paying me, and so I finally had to just say when the contract was up, I'm not going to renew this. This is too much work for me, and no movement. So it's not that I didn't believe in her. She definitely didn't believe in me. She didn't believe in the coaching process, and she really didn't believe in herself. And so if I'm the only one that's believing in you, we probably shouldn't be coaching. Okay. But do you believe in your coachees? Do you believe, that they can grow and change? That's an important question to really kind of delve into, because if you don't believe people in general can change, you probably shouldn't be in the coaching profession. If you don't believe that your coaching client is capable of doing that, your belief is going to come out somehow. And guess what? They're probably going to live up to your belief. What is your belief in their potential? Right? So looking at that person and what's going on and seeing, you know, where might they be in a year and 5 years and 10 years. It's easy to get caught up in the coaching when you're looking for quick results, right? I want to see this change within the next 2 weeks. That's awesome. But what about seeing their potential? So can you grow and develop them over time? Could you see this person? I think about my friend. I've referenced his story several times, but especially when we talk about forgiveness and the power of forgiveness in the workplace. He started at his company right out of college, in the mailroom, literally. He was finishing up the last part of his schooling. He had a death in the family. And so, you know, he was like three classes away from graduating. So he just finished it up online, and he was working in the mailroom because at that time, he couldn't work anywhere else without a degree. So long story short, he's now a CEO of, I think, 500 employees. And he's very successful. I really enjoy his company too. But when he was in the mailroom, he had somebody who saw his potential and spoke into him and said, you're not going to be here forever. And then when he went to, you know, I don't know what the next job was, but it wasn't much to speak of. Let's just say that. He had people all along his way that spoke into him and said, you can go far. And so now he's like, you know, the farthest he can be, CEO, that kind of thing. But he has this belief in his own potential now to say, how much farther can I go? And so he's turning his focus on his company. And I find this fascinating because he's not saying, how much more money can I make? He's not saying, you know, how can I go and have more stuff, more toys? He's not even saying, how can I go to a bigger company? He's saying, no, this is my home. This is my company. But how can my business grow so much that we grow the potential of each person here, all 500 of them, so that we can be the best that we can be? So his initial mentor had belief in his potential, and this is, you know, kind of exacerbated over time to where now he has that in 500 people. So you may not have that with your coachee, but could you see them in maybe the next position or the next two positions or 5 years, 10 years from now? Do you believe in their potential? Here's the one thing I know is that if you don't, they're going to know on a subconscious level. They're going to know if you don't believe in them. And so you might have to do some real honest soul searching with yourself and make some changes. Okay. All right. So here's a little bit of a check-in, kind of a 1 to 10 thing. So 1 being low, 10 being high. What is your belief in yourself? So just keep it general. Yourself as a person, how do you think you're doing in life? 1 to 10. Put down that rating and then write out why. Okay. Why do you think that's your number? Of course, you can push pause if you need to take more time. And when you're ready, after that, one more, again, 1 being low, 10 being high. What is your belief in your purpose? So do you have a purpose? I've talked to a couple of people today, they're just in a really tough time in life and they've forgotten or don't realize they have a purpose, right? I've also talked to one person who has a great purpose, knows it, and is on fire, right? So where would your number be and why? Now, again, you can take a little time, push the pause button if you want. But this real quick kind of check-in, obviously you can use it for yourself like you just did. You can also use this for your coachee. So for example, you can rate your belief in them 1 to 10, your belief in their potential 1 to 10, but you can also do this self-reflection with them if you find that to be valuable. Okay. Now, there is a chart in the document section, the download section, that I shared with you, and it's got 3 columns. So it's got belief, purpose, and then kind of the result of that. So when you have low belief in yourself and you have a low sense of purpose or potential, you'll never start anything. Okay? So think about your clients who are having difficulty starting. Perhaps they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in their purpose or potential. If you have a high belief in yourself, but a low value on purpose and potential, you might start, but you won't keep going. So if you don't find a big enough why to keep you going and motivate you, you're just going to stop. And so sometimes we're working with clients where they're so excited and let's get going. And then, you know, a few weeks down the road, they're like, I'm over that, right? That's probably because they don't have a big enough why. If you have a low belief in yourself and you have a high purpose. So I know some people who are passionate about certain things, but they have a low self-image. And if that happens, you're never going to achieve. You can talk about it all day long. You can bring the passion. You can even make small steps towards that, but you'll never achieve what you're going after because of your self-image. And if you have a high belief in yourself and you have a high value on purpose and your potential, you're going to definitely achieve your purpose. Now, we don't know when, we don't know how long that will take, but you're definitely going to get there. Okay. So belief and purpose. So kind of check out that chart and see where you think you might be. If you're not sure about the belief and the purpose, look at the results section. And in your life, thinking about, you know, the maybe new initiatives or new programs that you want to start, what's the result of that? Have you not started? Did you start but fizzle out pretty quickly? Did you start but you're not seeing a lot of traction? Or are you like really on your way? Okay, because that will give you hints into your belief and purpose. All right, so the last download that I want to give you is this series of questions. So they're very reflective and they really get to your belief. So I'm just going to list them out here, but definitely get the download so that you can do this. I would say this is a good reflection to do every 3 to 6 months just to make sure you're on target. Okay. So what makes you cry? You know, what really makes you sad or do you have a heart for? What brings you joy? What makes you feel angry? When do you feel hope? What is 100% true all the time? What have you figured out about life? What have you learned by your failures? What have you learned by your successes? What are the most important principles that you've learned? And what are the most important practices, so skills or habits that you've learned? Okay, so these reflection questions really get to your subconscious, your beliefs, what you feel, right? Guess what happens? You're taking all of these into any session where you're influencing another person. So all of the answers to this question, these questions, you're taking when you're coaching, when you're mentoring, when you're leading, they're going with you. So you want to know what's in there and you want to acknowledge that that's coming into the room with you. And guess what? Your coachee is also taking all of these things into the session. So it's good to acknowledge these. You may even, you know, give that reflection to a coaching client that might be open to that. Have a discussion, acknowledge them, especially if you find that maybe there's low belief or low purpose. Have them do that reflection. And then in your conversation, maybe think about where they're trying to go in their goals and see if there's anything that pops up in those answers that might be preventing them from getting to their goal. So passion and purpose is this fire of life, right? Without passion and purpose, you really are not alive or energetic or ready to, you know, do wonderful things. So passion and purpose is a good thing. Also, just so you know, if I ask you, what's your passion, what would you say? Okay, I intentionally had a 5-second pause there. If you could not come up with what your passion is in 5 seconds, I've got news for you. It's not a passion. You don't have to think about your passion, okay? It's almost like people can see it on your face. They can feel it before you get to them. They see you coming and they're like, that's Michelle, she's gonna talk about coaching again, right? So if you have to think about your passion, it's not a passion. Passion energizes. So I love this quote by John Maxwell. I'll use this and then we'll end. He says, a different world cannot be built by indifferent people. A different world cannot be built by indifferent people. So without passion or purpose or belief or conviction, nothing will ever change. So look around your world. What do you want to change around your world? Start to get some passion about those changes and see what happens. Okay? All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time. All right. Bye-bye.